How about this bill? $54,000 for a Dallas man's coronavirus test at a freestanding emergency room. 36-year-old Travis Warner got the test in June 2020 after a coworker tested positive. He was relieved to learn he tested negative until the bill arrived. He didn't have to pay it since he was covered by insurance, but he was astonished when reading the actual billing statement. How this happens from Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors, a benefits consulting firm. Paul, how is this possible?
So many times these things are unintended consequences at best, unless you think maybe they're not unintended. But part of the CARES Act was that was passed said that the consumer would have no share of cost for COVID testing. And that opened up the chance for unscrupulous providers to peg a very high price, knowing that it wouldn't hit the consumer's deductible or out-of-pocket costs. And the way the law was written, the insurers would be required to pay it. This is especially true if you go out of network for a test. But since there's no share of cost to the consumer, there's really no motivation for them to care if they're going in network or out of network.
Yeah. There's no cap to what providers can charge.
That's right. And it kind of highlights the whole problem that we face in our system, that there's this big lack of transparency. We've trained consumers to consume in terms of their co-pays and deductibles and insulated them from what the real costs are of healthcare. And then we all scratch our heads every year when we get a big increase in premium because of all this funny business that's going on behind the insurance payment model. You have an antigen test in the open market. If we were to go buy one to use at home, it would be $20. And if we were to buy the higher, more accurate test, it's more costly, maybe it'd be $115. And that's something that we as average consumers could get that price. Certainly these healthcare providers could access it more affordably. So it's an incredible markup.
Aren't there audits of some kind that would catch something like this and say, whoa, where's the reasonableness here?
Yeah, the problem there is that most of the insurance companies auto adjudicate virtually all the claims. So they have computers that approve claims, which is another topic in and of itself. I mean, it's incredible, but there's maybe, depending on the insurer, it's not uncommon that we'll see a 17% error rate in this auto adjudication of billing that ends up costing a health plan, say 4, 5, 6, 7% more in a year. And there really isn't a human that's keeping an eye on that. They're just auto adjudicating through. We'll see in that process, when we do audits of large employer health plans, we can see cases where multiple hysterectomies were billed on the same person, or males went in for a physical and there was a pregnancy test that was billed and paid. Jeez. So there's not a lot of, there aren't good controls today.
Yeah. We're speaking with Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors. We're talking about the cost of COVID tests and their wide range. There was one example of a man in Texas who was billed $56,000, roughly. He didn't have to pay for that, but he was just kind of going through his bill and thinking, geez, what's going on here? Does this stuff change at some point? Like, does normalcy return to COVID tests?
Well, I think once we get to a place where the consumer has to pay their out-of-pocket costs, then they'll be more engaged. And this was an interesting case because even though this consumer did not have to pay any share of cost, he was still bothered by this bill that he got in the mail that after discount knocked the cost down to just under $17,000 for tests, that the two of which would have been $150 maybe. Jeez. So he was still angry enough as a consumer because as a business person, he's thinking, hey, this is going to carry through to my premium increase at some point. And he's absolutely correct. So we need to have more transparency and these bad actors. I feel like if we had more transparency in our system and they actually had to publish their pricing in a real way, then they wouldn't be as willing to do this stuff. It's just they're able to operate in the dark in a legal way because we don't have that today.
And to your point, as NPR investigated here, I mean, the guy plays phone tag with the emergency room and the billing firm. He's got to wait for several months to get some sort of explanation. I mean, right, that's all just stalling, I guess, on part of those parties.
Yep. And they'll oftentimes say it was an error and maybe it gets corrected, maybe it doesn't, or changed, or maybe it doesn't. But it's happening. To me, the bigger story, COVID has been a great spotlight on our system and how we're paying for healthcare and how inefficiently we're paying for healthcare.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors.